Report: Leftist Code Pink threatens data Republican for linking group to Chinese Communist Party. By Amy Furr on June 27, 2025. A whistleblower is being threatened by the leftist group known as Code Pink after she claimed the anti-Israel group is funded by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. In a social media post on Wednesday, Data Republican, who recently helped the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, in its audit efforts, shared an email she reportedly received from the group. "I received the following email from Code Pink. We are writing to formally address and correct the false and defamatory statements made in your recent social media posts regarding Code Pink. These claims, which falsely allege that our organization is funded by China, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, or any foreign government or entity, are entirely baseless and constitute libel." Data Republican then said she would share the facts without spin. Per Wikipedia, Code Pink is 25% funded by Neville Singham, who is living in Shanghai and got rich off spreading CCP propaganda, and is under investigation by Congress for FARA violations. Code Pink is running a campaign called China is Not Our Enemy, which promotes pro-China messaging, including denial of the Uyghur genocide, an atrocity affirmed by the U.S. Department of State. The founder of Code Pink, Jody Evans, is married to the aforementioned Neville Singham. In fact, the Uyghur denialism goes so far that Jody Evans said in a YouTube interview that Uyghurs are terrorists trained in Yemen and Syria who bomb shopping centers. Her post included screenshots of a social media account called China is Not Our Enemy with the web address codepink.org/china. The screenshots included what appeared to be more evidence of the group's alleged ties with the CCP. The People's Daily, the official newspaper of the Central Committee of the Chinese Communist Party, has quoted Code Pink's co-founder, Medea Benjamin, Data Republican wrote. Data Republican's identity was revealed earlier this year by leftists who were fuming over her detailed analysis of the government's wasteful spending, per Breitbart News. In regard to Code Pink, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, linked the group to the CCP while blasting one of their protesters who interrupted a hearing in March, according to Breitbart News. So that protester was a Code Pink lunatic saying the greatest threat to world peace is funding Israel. I will observe, for the benefit of the audience here and on television, that Code Pink is funded by Communist China as well, he said after the protester was removed. In March 2024, Breitbart News pointed out that Code Pink is a radical, left-wing, anti-war organization that has adopted an anti-Israel posture, parroting Palestinian propaganda and ignoring the October 7 terror attack that left 1,200 dead in Israel, plus the kidnapping of hostages.